If you have any questions, there will be an opportunity at some point to ask. You could write your question down. There's some bits of paper on the table over there, and you could put them in a little basket, which is somewhere. Oh, okay. Well, it will, and it'll come to me somehow. And then I also forgot to ask about dedications. I like to dedicate our practice throughout the day, and we can invite here with us into the room anyone that you feel could use some good energy. We would share the merits of our practice with them, the goodness. And just as when you close your eyes and think of someone, it's as if they're here. And when you write down their name and we articulate that, it's like stronger, inviting them, bringing them. And that can have a powerful effect, not to be underestimated. So I like to practice this throughout the day, just blessing the space in our hearts and blessing those that we bring in. We send this blessing outward in all directions, but we can also do it specifically. So for that reason, little bits of paper, write down the name of someone you would like to be remembered. If they've passed, you can mention that. And if they're present and unwell, you can mention that. So we'll do a period of walking meditation. And that would be outside the building. And we'll do that for, let's try half an hour. Be back here at 10:30. Does anyone need help with walking? I don't mean like a walker, but I mean practice walking. Does everyone know how to do this? Yeah? Okay. Please go ahead. And when you go, make sure that you bring mindfulness to every movement. Getting up, putting on your shoes, opening a door, one step in front of the other, arranging your hair, if you have any, putting your glasses back on, just bringing mindfulness to every moment of activity, even in the bathroom, everything. Wiping your brow, stretching your arms, did you? Mindful? Yeah. Putting on your other clothing, sunglasses, sunscreen, everything. This is a practice that we must bring out into everyday life. Otherwise, it doesn't really go very far. Please. Basket of intentions. So this is for a friend in Thailand, friend of Nok, and her name is Ubonrat Hengti. So we dedicate our practice to Ubonrat. For Pat Ebbles. And this is for Lars Nyberg. May Lars rest in peace. For Amelia and Felix. I would like to dedicate this day to Peter Ballantyne, who is failing health. Mom. We can universally dedicate to Mom. Mom and Dad, I should say. For Vivian Johnson, who died on Thursday, may she be held in this great love. For Vivian. For Pat Mitchell, ill with cancer. For Sharon Linenkall, did I pronounce that correctly? A dedication, please, to Barbara. She is unwell. We made a dedication for Ubon Rat, Hengti. So I've failed in my duty this morning to inform you that you would be eating lunch at probably 11:15. We'll sit together now for about half an hour, but most of you will remain meditating in the sitting posture for about 45 minutes, but in about half an hour, Ayanimala and I will be invited to go upstairs and receive our meal for the day. As we're alms mendicants, we can only eat what we're given. So those of you that have volunteered to kindly put some food in our alms bowls will invite us and lead us upstairs. And then the offerings will be made, and we'll come back down, and I will ding the bell, and you can end your meditation, and then we'll do a blessing chant. And we'll share the merits of these acts of generosity. Think of your meditation practice as the biggest act of generosity to yourself, because you're feeding the truth to your heart. So this is like a bowl, and you're putting truth into the bowl. That's how I think of my alms bowl, receiving the truth. And the truth of the moment comes through faith and effort and purification, the purity of heart, and with insight that we know, oh, this is what is in my bowl is true, or what is in my heart is true or not. We must, if it's not, it's left behind. We don't keep it. We set it outside the perimeters of the heart. So that's our main activity. Let us not waste another moment and get to it.